Getting set for the fourth round of heats now. Cadet Nines out on the circuit. Cadet Nines is brought to you by Ruiz Constructions. Darcy Balding on the pole in the WAS Automotive Cart. 31, Joel Strode. Away and racing. Good even start across the line. Balding with the advantage. Strode got into the back of Balding then. And Ruiz has got up into the side of Crofts there. So Crofts into third. Ruiz into fourth. Then just the cart, Joseph Waddle, who had a good win in heat number one, but he's been battered from pillar to post to the rest of the race weekend. He's now back behind Ryan Pring in sixth position. So Waddle trying to get past Pring now as he's looking left, right and centre, but just can't find the passing move. As Waddle looks to the outside now as they head into turn number one. Pring's got him covered. Out in front, Balding, Strode. Then back to Sebastian Ruiz, Croft. And that's the top four. In fact, the top three breaking away from the top four now. So Darcy Balding, with a fourth, a second and a third, leads the way currently from Joel Strode. Strode with a second, in fact two seconds and a third. Ruiz has had a third and two wins. He's very keen to try and get himself through the traffic, but at the moment he's probably just a little bit too much haste and trying to push the point. He goes to the outside now of Strode. Finds himself up into second. Now, Ruiz, what will he do? Setting himself up on Balding. He just needs to take his time and plan his move. He's been in such a rush, he's cost himself a little bit of time in his haste. So Darcy Balding now with the 26th of Sebastian Ruiz on his back bumper. Then it's back to Strode. Crofts is behind him. As Ruiz goes through the dip, up onto the back straight, Strode goes to the inside of Ruiz, but Ruiz trying to go around the outside of Balding as they head into the top turns. They're nose to tail down the pit straight. Balding, Ruiz, Strode, Crofts, Waddle, Pring, Jess, Bryant, Holbrow and Assay is the running order. All 10 carts still out on the circuit. As the race leader heads through, oh, and Balding gets a tap from the back on the Sebastian Ruiz carts. Now that's held up Ruiz. Strode in third place, trying to make a move on Ruiz as they work their way around the top of the circuit. But Balding is still your race leader. Ruiz in second. Balding, Ruiz, Strode, Crofts, the fastest cart on the circuit. Is Marshall Crofts in the 34? No. Sebastian Ruiz, who makes the pass for the lead, goes fastest now, a 39.181. So Sebastian Ruiz now with some clear track will set about building a race-winning lead. Darcy Balding and Strode continue on their battle. As the leader heads down the pit straight. Coming up onto the back markers, the first of the back markers is Isabella Jess. So Jess, Jess, no problem for Ruiz. They're getting through, coming out of the S's. As they come up. And Balding will get through. Strode just gets held up behind Jess now. So that gives Balding a little bit of breathing room as they come off the top turns. So race leader, Sebastian Ruiz, Darcy Balding home is in second. And Strode just losing more time as he gets past Max Asai in the 4P cart. So Max Asai in that Jay's Brush fencing cart number 4. Isabella Jess in the Canberra Hydraulics Energy cart for P12. Now Ryan Holborough off the circuit on lap number 4. Not sure what happened to the Wollongong driver there, but unfortunately will be classed as a DNF. That's his second DNF that I've got recorded here for the day. As the leader gets past Brady Bryant in the 11 cart, so Sebastian Ruiz. Now, Joel Strode's had a problem somewhere on the circuit. And Stroll has fallen back. In fact, it's coming off the top turns there. So coming off the top turns, Strode will get his first DNF of the day. And that is very unfortunate because he had such a strong previous three heats with 2 seconds and a third. Ruiz leading the way under the white flag. Second place, Darcy Balding, who's had a fourth, a third and a second, now runs in second once again. Back then to Marshall Crofts, who's had 2 fifths and a fourth. He runs in third. And Joseph Waddell is up into fourth position. So as the checkered flag is at the ready, Sebastian Ruiz takes his third win. Darcy Balding looking for second. Third is Marshall Crofts as he comes across the line. Joseph Waddell in fourth. Fifth place then, Ryan Pring, the last cart on the leader's lap. Then sixth. Seventh is Asai and eighth is Jess. Cadet 12s are up next here in the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Round number 5, the Southern Stars preview. We're back here for the Southern Star Series on the 11th and 12th of July. We hope you can join us for that. Just update you with 9 hours and 50 minutes left at Le Mans. It is the 19 Porsche with Earl Bamber at the wheel, who leads the Le Mans 24-hour race ahead of the Audi Team Sport Yost number 7 by 52.319 seconds. That is Benoit Trevier, who is running in the 7 cart. Just coming out of from a pit stop is the 9 Audi Sport Team Yost car, and he runs in third with the 17 of the Porsche team, with Brendan Hartley in fourth place. Fifth place is the third of the Audi Sport entries, 3 laps down. So the Weber car running in fourth position now has unlapped itself, so back on the leader lap with the young New Zealander Brendan Hartley at the wheel currently. But it's interesting that the third Porsche, which has been a car just put in for the Le Mans 24 hour, is the leading car at this stage of the race. 9.5 hours still to run though. So plenty of time there. We go racing here in the Cadet 12s. Off the pole is Riley Watson, but it's Josh Sargent who will get the jump and eventually takes the lead. Mia Bolton now trying to make a move on Watson through the dip. They were all trying their best, bolting the wheel in the dirt as she went into the dip that time. Had to back out of it in the end, but gee, that's some hard charging there at the beginning of this heat number four. So Josh Sargent in the 74, the Tegra cart from Grenfell. Watson in the four-pack Australia top cart from Wagga. Then it's Bolton, the Grenfell driver in the Canberra cart shed, number 23. Further back then to Finlay Allen in the 28. That's the first of the in-flight emergency room carts. Cooper Allen then in the second of those carts in the 19. Then it's the two Subway Bathurst entries of Oliver and Henry McLansborough with Zachary Bates trying to work his way through the field now. And it looks like he's made the pass on Henry McLansborough. And Bates now will set his sights on Oliver McLansborough in the 76. So, of course, as I mentioned throughout the day, Mia Bolton making a good run again out of the S's. Up over the rise, trying to put the pass on Riley Watson. What can she do up the back straight this time? Still not able to make the pass. So Mia Bolton, who's had two wins and a DNF. Josh Sargent, a first, second and a fourth. Riley Watson, a second, third and a fourth. Finlay Allen, two third. He's certainly been consistent there in the Cadet 12s. Brought to you by InFlight ER. As the leader, Josh Sargent heads up the back straight once again. Fastest lap of the race to Sargent, a 37.625. He leads the way as they come off the top turn. Watson and Bolton, the things have settled down in that battle for second and third. Finlay and Cooper Allen still trying to close in on that front group. Now, fastest lap of the race goes to Finlay Allen, the fourth place runner in cart number 28. Finlay Allen with a 37.617. Oh, Zach Bates just missing the spinning 76 there of Oliver McLansborough. So Bates picks up the spot. Oh, and Henry McLansborough in the seven that has a spin going into the S's. Mia Bolton again trying to close the gap between herself and Riley Watson. She has a good run through the S's this time. What can she do? The gap about two cart lengths as they come up over the rise. Through the dip, Bolton seems to be able to make up some ground, but she'll be too far back to challenge by the time they reach the top turns, where the gap is down to about a cart length. Through the top turns, and it is still Watson in second, Bolton in third, Allen closing up all the while. Bolton had just gone the fastest lap of the race, but Josh Sargent has eclipsed that now at the front of the field. And Josh Sargent, with a 37.362, is now the fastest driver on the circuit. So the Tegra Australia, Grenfell Arrow from Grenfell, here, cart 74, leads the way. Riley Watson from Wagga runs in second. Bolton from Grenfell in third. The first of the Canberra drivers, Finlay Allen in the 28. Cooper Allen in the 19. And Zachary Bates, the Bates advanced driving, number 24, up into fifth place now. So just that one DNF for Bates so far, the P-plater, who's been doing a great job here. Oliver and Henry McLansborough round out the running order. In fact, Zach Bates, Oliver McLansborough and Finlay Allen all doing their fastest laps of the race on lap number 7. So back markers about to play a factor here perhaps as your leader, Josh Sargent, comes up onto the back of Henry McLansborough in the 7 cart. It has cost him a bit of time. And, Bolton now just getting a bit of a tap from Finlay Allen as they come out of the S's. So Bolton's cart is backing up. She's lost a lot of ground to Riley Watson as they start working their way through the back markers. The leader comes to the white flag. Josh Sargent completes lap number 9. He's got Riley Watson half a second behind him. Bolton now drops back to 4th as Mia Bolton is passed by Finlay Allen. Henry McLansborough will be the next car that Finlay Allen has to worry about. The blue flags are out. And McLansborough holds his line as the checkered flag is at the ready. Josh Sargent looking for his second win of the day. And, oh, Riley Watson just about pulled off the circuit and gave up a second place finish. So Finlay Allen will come home in 3rd, but almost got gifted a second place. Mia Bolton home in 4th. 5th place will go to Cooper Allen. 6th place, Zach Bates. And then 7th place, Oliver McLansborough, with Henry McLansborough one lap down in 8th place. Restricted lights, heavies and clubman heavy are up next. About to go racing here in restricted. The lights and heavies with clubman heavy, of course, mixed in there. Dion Pangolis gets the jump over Clint Everingham. Everingham from Orange, so working his way through the back straight now. In fact, Everingham's from Wagga, along with Brendan Shea, who runs in 3rd. So Pangolis leading the way as they head across the start-finish line. Pangolis, Everingham, that's Clint Everingham, Brendan Shea, Monique Kenny ahead of Eric Reeves. Now, Eric Reeves, who has had 2 second-place finishes. Sorry, 3 second-place finishes in the first 3 heats. Has got himself into a good position here to start from the front row in the final. But he wouldn't want to drop too many more spots. As the 66 car currently runs in 5th place. So Pangolis, Shea's up to 2nd now with Clint Everingham, Kenny, Reeves. Just losing ground to Kenny now as Wild Gay Field and Malcolm Everingham ran out the running order. So there's a bit of shenanigans here in this heat number 3 for the restricteds. Couple of drivers getting together. Hopefully we don't see that repeated throughout the course of this race. Pangolis is leading by 0.29 of a second. The fastest lap of the race, though, is Brendan Shea so far. It's a 34.828. Pangolis's best lap, a 34.840. So not much between those front two runners. As Shea is putting the pressure on Pangolis now, they work their way down into turn number 1. Pangolis, Shea, a gap then back to Clint Everingham, then a gap further back to Kenny. Reeves not closing in on her. Wild Gay Field, and then it is Malcolm Everingham. In fact, it looks like Gay was trying to make a move on Wild there and just couldn't pull it off as they came out of the S's. So race leader is Dion Pangolis. Shea still sits back there in 2nd position. But, oh, a spin there, and Eric Reeves, well, he's going to have to wait. He's going to lose 2 more spots here, Eric Reeves. So his 4th heat, not his best. as the leaders head down into the pit turn once again. Shea looking for an opportunity to get past Pengolas, but at the moment Pengolas is covering his lines. Brendan Shea. In that Avtec cart, running in second, but now the fastest driver on the circuit. As he looks to the inside, and will start side by side with the race leader and makes the pass coming off the top turns. So Shea, up ahead of Pengolas now, and Shea is your new race leader. He just set the fastest lap of the race on that previous lap, a 34.683. And he was able to capitalize on that speed. And Pengolas is shuffled back down to second. Everingham still in third. That's Clint Everingham. Kenny Wild, Gay Reeves Field, and Everingham about to go a lap down. Blue flags will be out past the start finish line this time, I'm sure. And Everingham getting well out of the way. Good driving there by the back marker. Clint Everingham just catching, Clint Everingham catching Malcolm Everingham at the worst possible place going into the S's. And so that will give Monique Kenny, a chance to close in on him. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. Two laps remain for Brendan Shea. Shea was a DNF in heat number one. Third place in heat number two, a win in heat three, and in leading here in heat four, sets up what should be a great final later on this afternoon. Pengolas trying now on this last lap to come back at him. In fact, it's not the last lap yet, it's lap 10. So they're on lap 11, sorry, they're about to complete that. White flag will be at the ready this time by Shea Pengolas. Shea gets away from Pengolas, heading through the pit turn. Pengolas mixes the apex, going through turn one. He closes in, though, through the right-hander. It's all very even. A cart length the difference as they work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight now. It's Shea covering off the lines from Pengolas, who goes to the outside. They're through the first part of the top turns. Shea on the wide line, looking to try and hold off Pengolas as they come down into the pit turn for the final time. Shea holds off Pengolas and takes the victory, his second of the day. Pengolas home in second. Third place to Clint Everingham. Fourth place to Kenny. That's her best result of the weekend. Fifth place to Wild. Still the best of the heavies. Gay is in sixth. Seventh is Reeves. Eighth is Field. And ninth is Everingham. Junior National out onto the circuit next here in the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Please, we get set to go racing here, Junior National, and off the pole it was Theodore Levaines, who's had a DNF, a win and a second place, and he's got a good jump here as we went to green. Cameron Ward has had two wins and didn't start heat two, up into second already after coming out of position number three. So, Morris back there in the 18. Then it's Bruce. Aiken about to get passed by Granger, you feel, as he's ranging up through the dip and onto the back straight. Then it goes back to Mix Lansborough, Longmore, Leslie, Post, Jess. And good to see Taylor Chancellor back out onto the track after that heavy, heavy incident in heat number two. Levaines and Ward. Levaines, a 36.609. Ward catching him fastest on the track, a 36.421. So Cameron Ward in the top cart, number 56, running in second, all over the back of the arrow of Theodore Levanes. As they go side by side, coming off the top turn, Levanes and Ward. Levanes will hold on as they head into the pit turn. Some great racing here as Levanes in the 8 cart, Ward in the 56. Then it's back to Jessel for the moment. Bruce doesn't have any pressure on. Aitkins is really doing a good job holding off Granger in the Power Card Raceway's entry. Then it's back to Millick Lansborough. But now Granger makes the pass on Aitkins, and that opens the floodgates as McLansborough gets through as well with Will Longmore now trying to make the pass as they climb up the back straight once again. So Aitkins loses two spots and very much in danger of losing another. As across the start-finish line, Cameron Ward is your new race leader. Ward Levanes now swapping positions. So Cameron Ward, as I said, two wins and a did not start. Levanes has had a did not finish, a win and a second. So they're battling now for the front row in the final. Although William Granger has finished all three heats to date, a second, third and fourth, currently running in fifth. So that could see Granger a fair chance of a front row start as well. Looking at the maths, if Ward was to win here, he'd be on 8 points. Granger, he's best he can do is a second row start, failing trouble for our front two. So Cameron Ward leading the way, sets another fastest lap. A spin here coming off the pit turn. That is the PCR number 17 of Jaden Atkins, the North Shore Car Club driver from Eastern Creek is where their racetrack is based. And he's just gathering it up now. As Cameron Ward continues to lead. Levanes, Morris. Morris with some clear track behind Preston Bruce from Wagga, not putting any pressure on her. William Granger still in fifth. McLansborough from Orange. Longmore from Wagga. That's the Full Tilt Motorsport Praga cart of Will Longmore in the 13. Harrison Post, another of the Wagga drivers, the D&K Post Constructions number 6. The 171 is Kristen Leslie. That's the Dad Incorporated Esprit. Madison Jess in the 11. Taylor Chancellor and Jaden Atkins all rounding out the running order. So the leaders out. Cameron Ward now out to 0.8 of a second lead. So Ward looks like, with the white flag out now, he has a comfortable margin over Theodore Levanes. Levanes will have 12 points following the four heats by my calculation. So 12 points, Granger 9, 14 points. So we've got another card into the wall. That's the same card, Jade Atkins. So Jaden Atkins just having a tempestuous fourth heat here as the checkered flag waves and Cameron Ward gets his third win. Levanes second. Morris a good drive in third. Then it's Granger in fourth, Bruce in fifth, Sixth place is Longmore. Seventh position is Charles McLansborough. Eighth position will go to Harrison Post. Ninth position to Leslie. 10th to Chancellor, 11th to Jess, and 12th to Aikens. So, Tag 125 Heavy is up next. There'll be a short break in the program as the officials just want to check some of the track conditions. About set for Tag 125, heat number 4. James Ordish in the 17 starts from the pole. 32 of Andrew Hemphill out of position number 2. The 70 is Brendan Post. Greg Williams in the 15 starts out of 4. He gets a great jump up to second place already. Looking up the inside, trying to make a move on Ordish. A bit of bang and crash further back in the pack as they try to work their way through the S's. And stacks on the mill there with Brendan Shea getting shuffled out onto the grass, and that's not going to do his run any good at all. Looking for the consistent runners here. Barry Laver, well, he was going well up until the third heat when he finished back in about 10th or 11th spot in the 7 cart, but he's had some speed in that cart and currently runs in 7th position. Leading the way, Andrew Hemphill has been consistent as well, with a third, a sixth, and a fifth. So Hemphill in good position for a front row start later today. Tane Ether, 2 second places and a seventh, probably is the pick of the consistency. Greg Williams, 2 wins and an 11th place finish. If he can have another solid run here, could find himself on a front row seat as well. So Andrew Hemphill, fastest lap of the race, 33.752. Greg Williams right behind him. James Ordish now shuffled back behind Tane Ether as Tane Ether is working his way forward. Brendan Post, Jeffrey Bell, Laver, Mapstone, Argus, McCabe, Simpson, Thurston and Shea is the running order. As the leader heads across the start finish line, Andrew Hemphill looking to try and consolidate a good starting position as... who is that? That's James Ordish in the 17 who's got wide going into the S's. And there's a lot of debris and muck on the circuit down there. It doesn't take much to get offline. And in this case, he's had a spin. So that has cost him a fair bit of ground. And Ordish will move from third place back to about seventh or eighth. So Ether, Bell, Post, all beneficiaries of Ordish's off. As the race leader is still Andrew Hemphill. Greg Williams has 0.6 of a second back. Tane Ether is 1.5 seconds back from second place. There's more dirt and rubbish getting kicked up onto the circuit. The 32 of Andrew Hemphill from Canberra in the Arrow cart. The Esprit number 15 of Greg Williams runs in second. Tane Ether, the Gunning Service Centre entry. Cart 37 runs in third. Jeffrey Bell, the 44, he had a bit of contact in heat number 3, which saw him running in a good position, get battered about a bit. Eventually finished in third, though, so made a good recovery. Laver, well, he threw it away somewhat in heat number 3, having a spin. He's in fifth place now. In cart number 7, Brenton Post in the 70 cart. It's got Ordish who's spun out on lap number 2, sitting back there in 6th position. So as the leader heads across the start finish line. Andrew Hemphill leads the way from Greg Williams in the 15. Tane Ether in the 37. They're all single file very much. We don't really start to get in a battle for position until we get back to the 70 cart, who is battling with James Ordish. And then Mapstone and Argus are having a good battle as they head up the back straight. Mapstone's in the 84. Argus is in the 22. And they run nose to tail around the top turns once again. So race leader is still Andrew Hemphill. He's on lap number 9. As Post holds off Ordish once again. Ordish was trying to make a big move. That's opened the door now for Mapstone and Argus, both to challenge the 17 card. So as they run up the back straight, Ordish goes for a protective line up the inside just to try and nullify the fact that he was trying to make a move on the sixth place runner, Brendan Post. Post wide, coming through the pit turn. That's going to cost him some time. The rig it up, number 17 of Ordish, goes up the inside, but Post will do the crossover and take the spot back. Mapstone gets together with Angus. As Mapstone and Angus start beating it up, going through the S's, they've lost that ground that they had made up on Post and Ordish's battle, and they are now have got Paul McCabe and Michael Simpson wanting to get in on the action there. Oh, off the circuit. Bell looks like he must have broken a steering arm or a tie rod because he had absolutely no steering on that car. He could not turn it. And the 44 of Jeffrey Bell has had a heart in the mount moment, to say the very least. And it looks like I can't really tell, but he's not able to turn that steering wheel. It's turning now. But it was like he had no control over that cart as it plummeted into the infield wall. So, Andrew Hemphill, your race leader, he is on the final lap as he heads through the dip and up onto the back straight. The 32 cart of Andrew Hemphill. Greg Williams in second. Tane Ether has made a run on him late in this race. They are nose to tail coming down the pit straight. Tane Ether trying to make a move, but it is Andrew Hemphill, fist in the air as he says, yes, we've taken a win, and Hemphill will be in a great starting position for the final later on this afternoon. Williams comes home in second place. Then it's Ether, Laver in fourth. Ordish getting past Post for fifth on the last lap. Mapstone, Argus, McCabe, Simpson, Shea, and Thorsten round out the running order.